Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling for some information, actually.
Okay.
About the shot. I keep hearing, and I don't even know if you know the answer, but I need to know for sure if it's yes or no, because I keep getting different information from different places. I'm trying to find out with this. They say not to take any kind of pain medication or over-the-counter medication at least 2 weeks prior to the vaccination. I got a vaccination scheduled in St. Clair County Health Department, but I take this Equate 8-hour arthritis pain relief, amphetamine extended release tablet, 650 milligrams. I take two every morning, two every night, and the health department in St. Clair, Pell City, said it's all right to take this before you take the shot. But then you call that hotline COVID, and they said, no, they don't recommend it. My pharmacist said he sees no problem with taking this because I've been taking it for 2 years. Just continue the same medicine that you're always taking. But it's over-the-counter. It's not prescribed by no doctor. It's just a 8-hour arthritis pain relief extended release tablet. And I want to know, can I take it before the shot or can I not take it?
Okay, ma'am. I just want to let you know I'm not a health care provider, so I don't have any direct professional information to provide you with. Good morning. But I can, I am looking here on the alabamapublichealth.gov website to get an answer for you. So just give me a second to see if I can find anything.
I sure will. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Everybody, the doctor, I didn't call my doctor because you got to sit there and call and you got to wait for him to call you back. It might take 2 days. But the my pharmacist said it's okay. The health department that I'm going to get the vaccine said they said it's okay. But I want to know for sure because I don't want to take something that's going to interfere with the shot. But Lord knows I heard Arthur. I tried not taking one yesterday, 2 in the morning, and by yesterday evening I had to take 2 of them. My back was hurting me so bad I couldn't stand it. So there you go. I don't know if I can make it without taking it. And that's what I'm trying to find out. Is it all right to take it?
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm still looking here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, I don't see any information here. I'm sorry, you will have to try and get in contact with a healthcare professional to get information on that.
Well, wouldn't that be the health department, you think? Would they not know for sure? Because I called them, and they said all right. And my pharmacist, where I get my medicines all the time, they said it would be okay.
Yes, well, those are healthcare professionals, so if they do believe it's okay, then
Yeah, they said it was all right, but I wanted to make sure because I didn't want something that would stop the effect of what the vaccine's supposed to do. I think what it is for you to get to know your symptoms. In other words, it is a pain pill, but it's over-the-counter. I think what it is if you're getting a pain or something from, if you're taking them, you won't realize it. But that's fine with me. So I don't feel so. So, but anyway, the pharmacist and the Pell City Health Department, and that's where I'm going to go get it at. They said it would be fine. So I'm going to go by that, and hopefully everything works out okay with it.
Yes, ma'am, I hope so, too. And I hope we also have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day, ma'am.
And you too, and thank you for helping me. And you have a blessed
day. You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.